Hello?
Oh, it's you. I'm so happy you called. It's time for Chelsea's Joint.
Welcome or welcome back to the Chelsea's Joint podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea. Episode 21. Can you believe it, team? I know I can't. I can't believe I've sat down 21 times and poured my little heart out to the internet for 200 views on YouTube. No, I'm kidding. These things take time. Remember when I hated Instagram? Hey, update, hate Instagram. I went off today. We'll get into it, okay? Well, first few seconds of the pod coming in real hot. Just a lot of things, you guys. I said this on the last pod. Happy the Instagram is growing, but I mainly want to reach women. And for some reason, Meta is pushing my stuff out to men, which whatever. We'll get into it, okay? If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe. Hit that notification bell. Come on, let's get monetized, baby. I'll let you guys know when I get monetized. Because then you're a super fan. I also put the video on Spotify. Should I stop doing that? I'm like, from a marketing standpoint, I'm like, am I just giving away a lot of content for free? If you're listening on Apple, wouldn't Apple Podcasts and Spotify, what up? And review the podcast. Give it 5 stars. You guys DM me every day. I love the podcast. I love the podcast. Okay, well, can you show it? Sorry. I just got off my period. So yeah, I'm coming in hot. I'm in my follicular phase. I'm running 10 out of 10 right now. Okay. Did you like the friendship episodes, the two? Let me know. And hey, some housekeeping. Housekeeping. If I split episodes up like that, it just know it's to help your girl, really. Because last time I recorded for 90 minutes and I was like, took me a couple days to edit and I was like, I'm burnt out. I couldn't even record last week and I was on my period. Lots of things. So if episodes are in two parts, it is what it is and you guys can't get mad. Just help your girl out. She's working hard over here in Chelsea's Joint. Follow, review, do all the things. Follow me, subscribe, comment. Hello, knock, knock, knock. YouTube, is anyone there? Comment. Because, I want to implement this new segment. They did it on the Viral Podcast, which is one of my favorite podcasts. I love Chelsea Lynn and Paige Jin. They are hilarious. And if I ever get to hang out with them one day, that would be freaking sick. I would love that. If they ever see this, because I know they're watching. They did this on their podcast and I thought it was really cute. So something that you love this week and something that you hate this week. Because we're all about balance here. It can't always just be 10 out of 10. We got to take the good with the bad, okay? Something I love right now is that I'm in my follicular phase, which if you don't know what that means, if you're a woman, you have phases in your menstrual cycle. This is important. Did they teach this to us in school? I don't remember because I just learned it at 31 years old. So right after you get off your period is like 2 weeks. I think it's 2 weeks. It's basically at the peak energy. It's just when you look your best. It's when you feel your best. And I'm loving that. I got my nails done. I don't know if you guys can see. I got a haircut, big haircut. Hey, look at me. And I'm just feeling good. And every month, I just really want to be grateful for this time in my cycle because it's just like, cool. This is what I know. Come on, girl. Let's get it. Let's work. Let's focus. Let's get in the zone. If you're a woman, look into your menstrual cycle. Like, that shit's important. And they don't teach us that. Do they teach us that? They kind of did. I feel like they screwed it up. I don't really remember learning much about it. TBH, I've learned everything from TikTok. One thing about TikTok, it's basically my search engine and YouTube and Google. And isn't that crazy? It's all for free. Just free information. Okay. Something I hate. Weird men on the internet. I genuinely believe that the internet should be for women and gays and theys. Man, the weirdos in my DMs on Instagram. I don't get how like Instagram models do it. I'm not enjoying it. And if you were one of the lucky ones to kind of see my Instagram stories today, my community I want, and I'm speaking this into existence, which is what this episode is going to be about, is manifesting, speaking things to it, speaking things into existence, writing it down, basically mapping out your life, having life happen for you, not to you. This is what this episode is going to be about. So yeah, my hate this week is just like weird men. Peruse my Instagram specifically. It's very obvious I'm married. The first thing that's pinned on my account is my love story with Tom. It's just like a little like carousel pictures of him and I in New Zealand. And it's when I was like, this dude is my dude, is when I knew, is when him and I lived there and we lived out of a freaking van and we were so broke. And I was just like, I can be in a van so broke in like a random country with this man and just have like the best time. Like, this is my dude. So that's why that it's very obvious. If you're following me, I'm married. And there's a lot of guys who are in my DMs and my comments just being so weird. And it's just, it is what it is. Like, I've gotten so many comments being like, well, welcome to the internet. And I'm just like, when did the internet need to be full of creeps and pervs? Don't you guys have other websites to be on? Like, why are you on Instagram on like a 31-year-old woman's Instagram account who doesn't show tits, doesn't show ass? But honestly, I'm coming out with an ad soon where I will show tits and ass, and I'm really nervous. It's for Parade. I'm like, oh great, so I'm gonna post that and then they're gonna come at me being like, see, you're sexualizing yourself. It's like, fuck off. So that's what I hate, just weird men on the internet. I want an internet for women only, and gays and theys, but just weird, creepy, pervy men. Can you have your own internet? And can just like us fun, you know, not pervs, have another kind of internet? I can't anymore. So that's a new segment. Comment down below on the YouTube. Even if you're listening in your car, when you get home, get on the YouTube. Tell me what you love. Tell me what you hate in the comments this week. Specifically this week, like at this moment, what do you love and hate? Let me know. And if you are on the Instagram, like comment on just like a random clip. Tell me what you love and hate this week. Strain of the day. Blue Dream. Maybe I'll have a new favorite one day, but not today. Blue Dream. That's what it is. And at some point, maybe I'll just cut that segment, Strain of the Day. Do you guys like the Strain of the Day segment? Let me know in the comments. Hit me up in the comments. Do you like Strain of the Day, or should I just cut it from the show? So this episode is going to be about journaling, manifesting, and envisioning what you want and what you want to work towards and what you want to execute in your life. Because like I said, this episode is going to be about having your life happen for you, not to you. Not being a victim of circumstances, you know, just shitty things that life throws at us. I understand that people are born into privilege. Even though my family didn't have, like, I get no money from my family. I've been financially independent since I was 16 years old. Technically, at the time, I was under the care of my biological dad, but that apartment that I was with him in wasn't livable. He was never there. If he ever sees this, very odd if he's watching and not, and if he's watching this and hasn't called me in ever, I don't think my dad's ever called me. Who cares? My point is, I've been very independent since I was 17, and that's because I had to fight. I was in fight or flight. I had to just turn on these survival instincts and these survival modes. I've been working since I was 14 years old. And my point is, I know it's so easy for certain people, especially on the internet. There's so many people who are like, I manifested this and I did this and I spoke this into existence. And sometimes those people are in situations where they maybe got money from their family, or maybe they just never had to worry about like finances, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm telling you that I literally come from like no money. I don't remember the last time I've gotten money from my family. Maybe like $100 here and there from an uncle. And this is no hate or shade to my mom. My mom showers me with presents every year. And that is definitely my mom's love language, is giving presents. Like, she loves to give presents. But, and I love that. And I will accept them and receive them until she stops doing it. But my point is, I've never received money from my mom since I was a teenager. And that is just the circumstances that happened to me. And I figured out how to obviously make money since I was a teen. Because I don't want this episode to seem like me bragging. I'm telling you guys that I've come from really shitty circumstances where my life could have been completely different, but it just wasn't because I did these things and said things and then did them. Let's just get into it, okay? Stick until the end of the episode because I share your stories. I asked on the Instagrams. So many of you girls wrote in and are so inspirational. I just love you, okay? I just love you guys so much. The first thing that I ever spoke into existence and I made it happen and I executed and it just turned out a million times better than I ever thought it could. It was amazing. Was going to Australia. I decided that my senior year of college, I was very depressed. This might have been the most depressed I've ever been. I was a super senior, so it took me 5 years to graduate college, which is totally fine, but I just was kind of embarrassed. This took me so long to do and I have to pay all my student loans are in my name. No one helped me through college. It's all on me. But who's paying their student loans? I'm just kidding. So it was my 5th year of college. I'm born and raised here in Washington. Lived in Washington my whole life, had never been out of the country. I didn't even have a passport. And I was 22 at the time, I think. I was okay, I want to travel. I was I want to at least leave the country. So the first thing I did was I got a passport. I was if I have a passport, then I need to go somewhere. So I just got one. I just remember going to the post office one day and just being I'm going to get a passport. So that was step one. Okay. And I always like to think of these things as just little checkpoints, things to push you. So the first thing I thought was I need to travel the country. Let me get a passport because I need that to travel the country. I kind of knew I wanted to travel somewhere English speaking because I don't know a second language, unfortunately. Hopefully one day, I don't know. I took 2 years of Spanish, don't remember any of it. So I knew I wanted to go somewhere English speaking. So my options were the UK, but I didn't want to go to the UK for an extended period of time. So I was no. Australia, I've always wanted to go. I mean, you see, I think, wasn't there a Mary-Kate and Ashley movie where they went to Australia? Was the Wild Thornberries on Nickelodeon, was that in Australia? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? I don't know. I just feel I got glimpses of Australia growing up and I was beaches, sunny, laid back. This seems a fun time, Australia. One day after a long night out, I went to a hungover breakfast with friends. It was just honestly a couple dudes that I'll never talk to ever again in my life. No, I was not seeing either of them. They were legitimately just friends of mine, maybe. I don't know. I don't talk to them now. So anywho, so I went to breakfast with these guys. We were graduating obviously at the end of the year. So they were what are you gonna do? One of them was moving back to his hometown. I think the other one was moving to another state. I don't fucking know. And then they were what about you? And I was I want to move to Australia. I just blurted it out. I just said it without much thought, literally no thought. I was so hungover. I think I was just staring at my hash browns being I want to go to Australia, still half drunk. They started laughing. They were what? How? And I was just I don't know. I'm going to figure it out. And I did exactly that. I just started Googling Australia and how do I move there. And another thing to this, you guys, is I was a broke college student. So not only was I paying my way through college, I was paying my own rent, paying my own bills. I was working part-time as a waitress, but I was spending my money so dumb. I was eating out every day. I was going out every day. I wasn't saving anything. Traveling was a reason for me to save my money. Because I was just I had no goals, a real real ambition. I was just kind of floating in college. And then once I realized, okay, I'm going to graduate, I might as well travel. So I knew I wanted to work because I had to, because all I had was $1,000 in my name, which if you have $1,000 in your name, thumbs up. I'm just saying, if you're traveling across the world, you probably want more than $1,000. So I just worked really hard the summer before I left. And also, okay, so I applied for the working holiday visa for Australia. If you're interested in that, just literally type into Google working holiday Australia. There's qualifications. Just Google it. I promise you guys can do this if you want to do it. And I applied and I got accepted and I bought my one-way ticket to Australia. And that was that. I was like, there we go. I saved up about $6,000 US to go, which like equated, I don't know, like 8.5 Australian, which went by it went by so quick. I had to get a job within like a month. I would suggest going with like $10,000 American, which will equal maybe like $13,000 Australian. I should have came with twice the amount of money. So I went to Australia, and the reason why it ended up so much better than I could have ever imagined is because I stayed out of the country for years. I did my max time I could in Australia, which was 2 years, and then I stayed in New Zealand on a working holiday visa for 10 months with Tom, with like a British boy that I met, who's 6'5", who loves me so much. Yeah, that's why it ended up being the best thing ever, is because I found the love of my life. It's like, oh my God, this is literally like a fairy tale. I'm not like bragging, you guys. This is just what happened. Me speaking into existence, me going to Australia, just led to so many other beautiful things. Of course, during those 3 years, there was really hard, scary, lonely times. We can go into that in a different episode. Okay, sorry guys. The sun's coming out, which that's another thing I love. Sun's coming out. Honestly, the weather has been really nice here in Washington, but I think it gets really cold again in a few days. Okay, so that was the first thing I ever manifested, was going to Australia. Like I said, it just was a million times better than I could have ever thought. I never thought in a million years I would get married to like the guy of my dreams and live a life with him and just be happy. Oh, that's so sappy. It is February, the month of love. The next thing I want to go over is how I've manifested other things over the past few years is through journaling. If you're watching the video on YouTube or on Spotify, I'm lifting up, hold on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and I think I have 9 journals, huge journals, maybe no, 10 journals actually, because this is also a journal. I write a lot, and these journals, I'm gonna lift them up again, have been all my thoughts and goals and everything over the past, I think, 4 years, 3 or 4 years. And there's stuff in there that I wrote 4 years ago that has come true. And it's scary. Scary. Spooky. It's literally spooky. I don't know what it is, but it must mean something. So we're gonna go into that, of writing it down. The reason why I started journaling was because it was 2020 or 2021, where everyone was going a bit cuckoo because of the pandemic. And so I picked up journaling and I was like, this is amazing. So I journal every day, and I know that seems like a lot. You know, if you're watching the video, I could pick these up and you'd be like, oh my God, that's like a lot of paper and pages. And maybe people think it's like a waste of money. The fact that I've written down like my dreams and my goals in these, and then it comes true like a year or two later, that means something to me. So I'm going to keep doing it, is what I'm saying. I kind of wanted to go through my journals, let you guys know some things that I've written in these that have just come true. I'll read out some like pages and stuff, not like the scary depressive things, but like the nice things that have come true. So these first two is probably my first 6 months to a year of journaling. So this was from October of 2021 to like the summer of 2022. I just put like one big note on these all have like like a reoccurring theme in them, and it's sad. Like I get really sad when I read these two, because I wasn't happy during these years. The themes that ran in between this year was, I hated my corporate job. I was always hungover in these. Every other page, or every other, like every weekend at least, I was hungover during this year. I was like, what the fuck? And I was miserable. I hated it. Every time I was hungover in this journal, I was like, I don't want to drink. And I always wrote that. I was like, I don't want to drink. Oh yeah, I wrote that. I said, because I wrote little post-its. It says, I always wrote, I don't want to drink. I always wrote that I was hanging out with like not great people or like shitty people. And it's like, girl, if you're writing that, then stop hanging out with them. Like, what was I doing? I was writing that I hated living in Seattle. So I lived in the city and I hated it. And for a whole year, I wrote, I don't want to live here. I don't want to live here. I no longer live in the city. We moved our asses out a year ago, and it's been the best decision freaking ever. I'm not a city girl. And people who love cities, I totally respect it. I respect the culture, especially like if you live in New York, or if you live in somewhere cool like Tokyo, even Melbourne. Tom and I lived in Melbourne, and man, that was a fun city, but I would go party a lot, so like that's why it was fun. I'm just not a city girl, okay? And so for a whole year I complained about that in these journals. And since then, I don't work at my corporate job. I work for myself. I'm never hungover. I haven't drank for over, gosh, almost a year and a half now. Hanging out with shitty friends, I cut those people off. And living in the city, I don't anymore. And I'm so much happier. Isn't that crazy how all that just, it just changed? So, I mean, there's like power to this stuff, you guys. This is from, summer of 2022. I said that I wanted to have fun without alcohol. You guys, I have the most fun without alcohol now because I don't drink and I have so much fun and I just like go outside and then make content and hang out with you guys and hang out with my husband who I love. And it's just, I'm having the most fun without alcohol. So look at that. I also said, educate myself about money, about finances. I hired an accountant recently and I just had a meeting with her today for like an hour. And it just made me feel so much better. This was basically 2 years ago. I was like, I need help with money. I freaking hired someone. Look at that. We're making money moves. We're literally making money moves. Oh, I'll also link this journal. I've bought this 6 month journal 4 times now. I get it on Etsy. It's amazing. It's the best journal I've ever had. And I'm going to continue to give them my money. So I'll link it in the description if you guys are interested. This is 6 months later. So this is at the end of 2022. I said I stopped drinking and I started posting and learning content creation. I made a TikTok. I like started to learn how to edit on my laptop. And this was, at the end of 2022. That's crazy. So that's when I was just like, okay, let's try this content creation thing. That was the end of 2022, beginning of 2023. Isn't that crazy? That was only really a year ago. Okay, so this is the beginning of 2023. I wrote, this is like some of the goals that I wrote, make money from social media. This was a year ago, you guys. And I make money from social media now. What the fuck? I wrote that. I said, be funny, be yourself. Very cheesy, but I'm trying to be funny. I'm trying to be myself. And so far, so good. This is cheesy, but it says love yourself. I know this, maybe this can be another episode, but you guys, I hated myself for so long. Like I literally would look in the mirror some days and like despise myself. It was really unhealthy. And we can totally do an episode about like self-love. But isn't that crazy that I wrote that a year ago? I was like, I want to make money from social media. And then I did. And then I wrote over here, I said, I want to find community. And look at that. We're building Chelsea's Joint. It's like, I wrote this a year ago, you guys. This means something. This has to mean something. This was in, let's look at the date. Let's look at the date. This was in May 2023. So this was really like 6 months ago, right? 8 months ago. I don't know. You guys do the math. I said, I just wrote down like huge bubble letters, camping and hiking. And a couple months after I wrote that, I went on my first solo camping trip and it was the best thing. And I hope I do it again this summer. Oh my gosh. Okay, so here I wrote down spend time with content creators. I can happily say that I've made some cool content creator friends. I've made a couple of them. They know who they are. I talk to them. They're nice. And I hope I meet them at IRL. And then I wrote make weed and shroom friends. Hey, if you're here in Chelsea's Joint, you're probably a weed or shroom friend. And if you're not, I love you. I love you as well. Love you just as much. It's just cool that these things I wrote down a year ago. I said I want to make money from social media. Now it's literally my job. I wrote that I hated my corporate job and I didn't want to work there. And I stopped working there. I wrote down I was hanging out with shitty people. I stopped being their friend. It's just these things. I think when you write down and you envision things and when you say stuff, I say stuff out loud all the time. Obviously, I have this podcast. Like, I am a blabbermouth. So you know I'm alone talking to myself. To end the episode, I'm going to share your manifestations. Gonna share your manifestations. What the frick, bruh? This person, Sydney. Hey, Sydney. I decided I will say your guys' names, only first names, of course. But it's just so, if you're listening or watching, like, you know, this is your story. Sydney manifested moving to a new state all by herself. She did it. She found herself and she found the love of her life. She said she wrote it down. She prayed. She talked to friends and family as much as she possibly could about it. She said she was probably annoying them, but speaking it out loud and often made me truly believe I could do it. She believed she could, so she did. Love you, Sid. Atta girl. This next person said, for me, a huge one was my art career. I manifested it for years that I would do something with my art and that I would become more known as a local Hawaiian artist. This is from my sister-in-law, Behi. She did that thing, girl. She did it. And she also said this, which I think is really important. Manifestations aren't just a wish you make. It is something you need to believe in and put effort in to make come true. It's not something that you sit on your ass about and wish for to happen. It's almost like a goal you set for yourself and hope and believe it will come true. Totally. You need to work towards these things, ladies. You can't just write it down and be like, okay. You can't just set it and forget it. You need to actively learn skills and make effort towards these manifestations. All right. Love you, Vahi. What is your name, girl? Okay. This is Jen. Hey, Jen. She said, I don't think I've told my husband this, but I used to journal about him before we dated. Oh my God. Valentine's Day love. This is like the Valentine's Day episode, right? I was so in love and knew one day we would date. Oh my gosh. We were always really close friends. It just took him 6 years to come around. Now we've been together for 12 years. Oh my God. Love that, Jen. You girls are writing love spells. That's freaking witchcraft, and I love that. That's so sick. Love that, Jen, and love that for you. Nancy said, my girl Nancy, follow Nancy's Fancy. She has amazing stuff. She's kind of friendly. Love you, girl. She said she manifested her house, her Insta page, her car, but she said, but then saying, be careful what you ask for has also applied, meaning while manifesting, be prepared and doing the work so you're ready for abundance. Being prepared and doing the work. Say that again. Being prepared and doing the work. I totally agree. Thank you, Nancy. We love you, girl. Someone said they manifested their dream car. They spoke it into existence for months, had pics of the exact trim, color, and model, and they got it. She wants it. She gets it. I want it. I got it. You know the Ariana song? I want it. I got it. You guys are just the best. More people have replied. I became a tattoo artist. I manifested it for a year before it happened. Don't give up on you. Hell yeah. And what's this girl's name? Her name's Kath. We love you, Kath. Give me a tattoo if you ever buy me. Ooh, someone gave me a quote. Write it down on real paper with real pencil and watch it get real. This quote is from Erica Badu. Okay. Someone said, vanquished my hateful neighbor by gardening and dancing with vibes. Damn, that's amazing. Someone said, they manifested their babies. Doctor said we had a below 6% chance, but 3 healthy babies later. Oh my gosh. Sorry, I said that so fast. So this person said she manifested her babies. Doctor said we had a less than 6% chance, but 3 healthy babies later. I knew better. Aw, that is so cute. Someone said they manifested getting jobs. I keep picturing myself in that role and it works. Yeah, lots of people manifesting their jobs. Someone said I manifested a 90K salary job with less stress and more balance. And I asked her, I said, how you get that, girl? I was like, how you do that? Like 90K, that's good. That's pretty good. I mean, if you're like super rich, you're probably like, that's nothing. Well, get out of here. Get out of here. She said, my girlfriend and I shared a note with our goals and I screen saved it as my wallpaper as a daily reminder. Yes, visualization. I've only done one vision board. We can get into vision boarding at another point. It's just write it down, people, speak it into existence. See what can happen. You can really live out your dreams. You can make life happen for you, not to you. If you are driving, pull over and write this down. Make life happen for you, not to you. You have control, okay? And I know circumstances can be shitty and money can be tight. The grass may look greener and all this stuff, but just focus on you. Stay in your lane. Write some attainable goals and just fucking go for it, dude. So I hope you like this episode. I know I did. Please follow on everything Chelsea's Joint. If you're on the YouTube, please subscribe. Comment what you love this week and what you hate this week, please. Comment what you've manifested in your life. Would love to know your stories. Comment how you do it. Do you write it down? Vision board. Do you speak it into existence, etc.? And please rate and review the podcast. I would love that. Please, on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, 5 stars. You know you want to. And you can write a review on Apple Podcasts. Okay? I love you. I mean it. I'll see you next week. Bye.